Okay, so we're middle parak mem pasuk yud beis ugivul. Gvul in this context means there is an open space. Lefnei hatoos, before the chambers, amo echas, one amo. That's on one side. There's a gvul, a small amount of space of before the chambers. Let's assume, let's say on one side that was one amo. The amo achas, and there's also an amo gvul on the empty space mipo on the other side. The hata and the chamber itself, sheish amos mipo, the sheish amos mipo, and from the edge of the chamber, from the cavity of the chamber until the space of the ulam hashar is exactly 6 amos. This part is extremely vague, and we went over yesterday at length. We have to do it again. We have to explain it again and see how we can read all of the very vague, part the vague and pasuk, the abstract pasuk into the. Wait a minute. I have to give you the other piece of paper as well. I didn't realize that. I made a mistake. So Let me give you this as well. We need this as well. I'm sorry. I didn't realize. Okay, so here it is. Let me get it out. So you have to look at this page, the page I just gave you. Let's look at that page. Let's review what we learned. Okay, it's a very, very abstract pasuk. Let's look at picture number 13. Picture number three on this first page. Okay, the page I just gave out to you, picture number three, we see over here the entrance into the Beis HaMikdash, into the Ezras Noshim of the Bayis Shlishi. You see on the left side and the right side, you see what's called a ta. There are chambers. There are a total of 6 chambers. Over here, the picture is cut short, so you're only seeing a partial section. We learned there are a total of 6 chambers, 3 on the left, 3 on the right. The entranceway, we learned yesterday, was 15 amos. There's 15 amos from one edge to the other edge. The thickness of the outer wall is 5, and that is 5. And this is reviewing all the things that we learned. We spent so much time on this already. Where it says there's 10, a gap of 10 amos, that's the staircase. That's the area where there were steps going up. There were 15 steps going up in that area. Those 15 steps similarly correspond to the 15 steps that appeared in the Shir HaMalos. The 15 steps, yes. The Shir HaMalos in the Bayis Sheni. Kamalos Tavos, and that's where the Levim, they stood when they played the musical instruments on Sukkot in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva. Now let me just digress. It's very interesting. Is that it's the steps here are straight. They're not rounded. There's a lot of discussion about the fact that the steps leading up the Shar Nikinar. It's basically what this is equivalent to is Shar Nikinar. This is the entranceway leading. That's a mistake. We're coming into. So this is a different set of steps. I'll take it back. I'm sorry. Everything I said, forget about. I'm sorry. Let's just focus on what we have over here in front of us. We have over here this 15 amos entranceway. We have 10 amos for the steps. And then we come into this chamber called the Ulam Hashar. The Ulam Hashar in Spain was 10 amos. We learned it's 8 amos long. And then there are 2 amos for the elim, for the posts, for a grand total of 10, and the span is 13. Now, we're trying to contrast here the span, what I'm calling the length of the ulam hashar, versus the length of the entranceway when you come in between the tars, which is 15 amos. The difference between the two is 2 amos, which means 1 amah on the left, 1 amah on the right. That is why the tar on each side, the wall is pushed back, one and a half amos. It's pushed back two and a half amos. Two and a half amos in front of the steps. The steps is the area where it says 10. The width from the left to the right in the area of the steps exactly 10. And the area in front of the steps is 15, which means there's exactly two and a half amos additional space on each side. In the Ulam Ashar, there's only an additional space relative to the steps of 3 amos, which means that it's 1.5 amos on the left, 1.5 amos on the right. Thus, the difference between the area before the Tah and the Ulam Ashar is 1 amos. Is 2 amos, 13 verse 15 is 2 amos, but we're going to divide the 2 amos by 1 and 1. Thus, if we calculate the thickness of the wall of the Tah, which is 5, and the additional amma that is over the entranceway versus Ulam Ashar, it's a grand total of 6. So what it's teaching us, the main chiddush, as it explains what we learned yesterday in the Sefer, is it's teaching us is that the thickness of the wall before the Tah is exactly 5 amos. Back in Pasuk Vav, we learned that in between each individual Tah, the thickness of the wall was 5 amos. But nowhere did it teach us the thickness of the wall along the perimeter, along the edge, along the end. If it was 5 amos, if it was more, maybe it was 4, maybe it was 3, maybe it was 7. Well, we have no idea what it was. This Pasuk is what's coming to teach you that it's the Pasuk concludes at the end, V'sheish amos mipo, V'atah sheish amos mipo, V'sheish amos mipo, then it's exactly 6. 6 is calculated the thickness of the wall, that's 5, plus the additional amma of the 15 over the 13. The contrast between the entranceway versus the length of the Ulam Ashar, it's 15 over verse 13, which means it's 2 more. We put 1 amma on the left, 1 amma on the right. Thus, when you go from the Tah, the inside of the Tah, and you go to the very, very edge of what would be the Ulam Ashar, you have a grand total of 6. That is what the Pasuk here is teaching us. If you look again one more time, the Pasuk inside, Ugivul. Ugivul means the additional empty space, Lifnei Hata'os, before the Tah, in contrast to the space of the Ulam Hashar. You have to skip the staircase. Is Amo Echos, is 1 Amo on one side, the Amo Achas Gevul, empty space Mipo on the other side, the Hata'os. Thus, when you want to calculate from the inside of the Tah to the inside of the Ulam Hashar, it will be a grand total of 6. You have to draw a vertical line up. But Vahata, thus from the Tah, until the Ulam Hashar, it's Sheish Amos Mipo, the Sheish Amos Mipo. Obviously, we've read a lot into this Pasuk. Okay, we've really added quite a bit of information in the Pasuk, that it's not Ikur Chosvim in HaSefer, but that indeed is the interpretation. Okay, let's now look over here at the Mitzudos David. Pasik Yud Beis Ugivul. Lifnei Hascholas Hata'os. Before the Tah begins, Hoya Mokoim Panui. It's a very clear translation of the word Givul. Givul normally in Tanakh means the boundary. Okay, the boundary. Okay. I think more than 80% of the shiur is on their smartphones. Okay, this is really... What?
Only 80?
Okay, all right. I don't know what to say. I don't know. I just have to accept it, I guess. I guess I cannot keep your attention. The shiur is boring. But I don't know. I heard now in medical school there are no more classes. Harvard, there are no more classes. They stopped. No more classes because they cannot keep the attention of the students. Everything, there are videos. Everyone, the teacher records... They record the lecture video, and the students have to just watch the video. Don't have to watch the video, just take the test. Because we live in a world today...
Somebody answer questions.
What? I guess you make an appointment with the professor if you have a question. So you come speak to the professor. So I guess, you know, that's the way the world is today. Today, I don't know what to say. It's very hard to keep anyone's attention. Okay, Gvul Lifnei Hascholas Hata'os Hoyamokapani Amma Achas, Yisir Mimasha Hoyapani, Yisir Pani Muloi. Okay, then it's 1 Amma. What does it mean over here in the Mitsudos of it was 1 Amma? Yisera, it was one amma more, Mimasha Yiponui Bitsat Pinim Mimuloi, one amma more than what was in the Ulam Hashar. Ki Kaslehu Ulam, Hoyunim Shochois Mechalal Hashar Ulahalon Alu Amma Umechza. So he's explaining over here what you see in the picture, that the walls of the Ulam were drawn in from the staircase by 1.5 amma on each side. The hato'os nimshechu bitzad chutz mimuloi od amma yisera. And the area before the toe was drawn in an additional amma for a grand total of 2.5 ammas. Imkain, if so, when we contrast the area of lefnei hato, the gvul lefnei hato, before the area in the ulam hashar, Imkain hoya hagvul shtei amos umechza, it's going to be a total of 2.5 amos. It's 15 amos versus the staircase, which is 10 amos. So the difference is 5. When we divide 5 by 2, it's 2.5. 2.5 on the left, 2.5 on the right. Fine. The amma ritzon loymar v'chin amma achas gvul b'iv hasheni v'ator ritzon loymar chalal hatohir meruach sheish amos mehascholas gvul ha'amma hayisera. So now when we make this contrast, it's going to be one amma more. The one amma additional space plus the 5 ammos of the thickness of the wall. Back in Pasuk Vav we learned that the thickness of the walls of the Ta between one Ta and the next Ta was 5 amas. This pasuk is teaching us that the thickness of the wall from the Ta to the outside, in between as you walk in into the entranceway, was also 5 amas. Being that it says in the pasuk that there was a grand total of 6 from the inside to the edge of the inside of the Ta until the edge of the beginning, the inside of the Ulam Hashar, and the only way that's going to work out is if we have a wall that's exactly 5 amos thick. Since the Pasuk told us that the length was 15, and the Pasuk told us that the inside was 13, therefore the difference between the two is 1 amma on each side, and we're telling you that the inside of the Ta to the inside of the Ulam Hashar is 6. Obviously the wall is 5 and the open space is 1 for a grand total of 6. Next words of the Mitzvah, for Sheish Amos, on the second side.
Yeah, around the top.
Yeah.
Around the top, there's a
bench.
Yeah. Around the top, not facing the Pesach. How do we know that that's
fine? Oh, very good. I don't know. Ain't a chanami. It doesn't say it anywhere.
Is it easier to say that since we know that the thickness of the walls of the Ulam is 6, and the thickness of this wall next to the Ta is 1 less,
okay,
therefore it's 5.
Right.
Isn't that simple to say that...
Yes, it's simpler to say, yes, but that's all part of the complexity of Yecheskel. For whatever reason, the psukim here are written in a very unique way. Okay, and you're right. Obviously, if we were taking this picture, I would give you this picture. Open up the art scroll, the back of the art scroll, these fantastic color pictures, three-dimensional pictures. And you were given the task to describe it in words. You would definitely, there's probably not one living person today that would describe it the way it's described here in Yecheskel.
Sort of this way?
Exactly. More than that way. So what's the pshat? I don't know what the answer is. The answer is obviously, maybe we got it all wrong. Everyone says that. Maybe just because we have these pictures and everyone is trying to interpret what it means, we got it all wrong. That's one possibility. Because if they really knew what it looked like, we discussed this, then the Malbim says, the Radak said this, and the Tiferes Yisrael said this, is that then they would have built exactly this for the Bayis Sheni. This little picture, the way we see it in the back of the art scroll, if this is absolutely the correct version of what it looks like, this is what the Bayis Sheni should have looked like. So why then in Masechta Midos and Masechta Yoma is it completely different? Obviously, it's not so clear. It's not so simple. This is just all a hypothesis, conjecture. It's just an idea to appreciate the psukim, and then when we'll see what it really looked like, we'll then fully grasp the depth of what it means. But from a very simple level, this is what the psukim seem to say. You're right, there are seemingly a lot easier ways to describe these dimensions, but that's how it's being described for whatever reason.
Anyway, I mean, even in the Gemara, when Rashi describes dimensions, he also...
Rashi also goes backwards. I don't know the answer. I really have no idea. I don't know. So let's see what it says in Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yud is a very long Rashi. Rashi is basically saying the same thing but in different words. Let's try to fit the words of Rashi. Go slow. Pasuk Yud Beis Ugivol Lifnei Hataos. We're focusing really only on picture number 3 and 4 on this first handout. Ugivol Lifnei Hataos Amo Echas Hataos Shemikan Umikan Lashar. The chambers on the left and the right of the entranceway. Hayu Meshuchim, they were pulled back. They were pulled back. Kineged Chalal Ulam, a relative to the space of the chamber called the Ulam Hashar, Shelifnim, that the Ulam Hashar that was inside, past when you get past the 10, the staircase, that the 10 area is the staircase. Amol Litzafoin, the Amol Lidaroim. Shekvar Perash Shuhu, we already explained that the Ulam Hashar was Shuhu Mibayis. Moshuch Kineged Chalal Hashar Amo, we already explained that inside the Ulam Hashar Moshuch also it was extended, it was the Ulam Hashar was also extended more than the staircase. Kineged Chalal Hashar the opening, the Chalal means the opening of the gate, which I'm translating to mean that staircase. Amo Umechtzal Litzafoin, 1.5 on the north. V'chein l'doraim. Ulam Hashar is 13. 13 relative to 10 is an additional 2, which means we split it's 3. We split the 3 by 2, 1.5 on the left, 1.5 on the right. V'achshav mefaresh. Now we're coming to add that the area below that, where it's number 15, shehatoim shebachutz, also meshuchim latzafoin ama achas yoseh minhu ulam, is an additional amma. It's going to be 2.5. 2.5 versus 1.5. V'chein ladoroim amma achas. Nimsu. So what is the result? Mishuchin mechalal rechav ha-pesach. Shtei amo sumechsel lekan. Ushtei amo sumechsel lekan. That's why the staircase is 10. This is 15. 15 minus 10 is 5. 5 divided by 2 is 2.5. 2.5 on the left, 2.5 on the right. V'zehu l'shoin u'givul. This is the unique translation of the word givul, means empty space that has been added when we pull the walls back. And now, what's the French word? Mokoy m'panu. It means open space.
Someo. An old French word that means border or limit. An empty space.
Empty space, fine. The Koisel Hata, what are we learning here? We're learning over here, you can see in this illustration, it shows you number 5, it's a little bit dark, it's not so clear to see, but in 3 and 4 you see 5. You learn from here, the Koisel Hata, Oivyoi Chamesh. Nimsa comes out, Oivi HaKoisel Hatzfaini, Shel Hata, Hatzfaini, the Oivi and the thickness Koisel Hatzfaini, Shel Ulam, and the thickness of the Koisel Hatzfaini, Shel Ulam, Kolim Ze Kineged Ze. The north wall. So if this is the east. So the north then is on which side? If this is the east. So the north is going to be the right side. The wall is going to be. One more time, those words. The kaisel of the chamesh nimsa oyvi kaisel hatzfaini shel hata hatzfaini on the right edge of the wall. That means when you the oivi and the thickness koisel hatzefaini shel ulam kolim ze kineged ze. Now that means look at the tar, go inside the tar. Okay, when you're inside the tar, just go straight up. Go straight up, and the inside of the tar is parallel to the end of the wall of the ulam hashar.
It's in line,
because the Ulam Hashar we learned in the pasuk before was exactly 6 amos thick.
Yeah.
Therefore, the right side of that thick wall is exactly opposite, is exactly a straight line along the right side of the wall that's five tefachim, which is on the left side of the ta.
And another thing.
Yeah.
Ta is six, it's a square.
Square, right.
And the walls surrounding the ta are also square. Right?
Okay.
So therefore, the walls in every direction are five.
Not every direction, no. It's ten. Above it, it's ten. Look at the staircase. Look at where the staircase is.
I'm looking at the diagram.
Yeah.
You pick your diagram, three or four.
Okay.
And you can see that...
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry, you're right. How do you know that, though? That was six.
It appears to... No, it's five, except that there's an extension...
No, it's six. We learned it's Beferish. Right. We learned Beferish that it's six. It's Pasta, right?
No, the tall was six.
But the area above it...
Five.
No, the only in between and only in between was and the end was five, but the area on top of it, which means going in, was six. It says in the pasuk, the bottom. That's what Rabbi Nechami says. Doesn't say anywhere where the bottom is. Doesn't say anywhere so far what the thickness of the bottom was. It says explicitly that where the staircase is, mm-hmm. and the span from left to right is ten. Mm-hmm. The thickness is six. Okay, so
that's in
this image, I don't know if it's...
Projection in one place.
It's six.
No.
The staircase is where it says 10. The length, left to right, is 10. What's the span? What's the thickness of that staircase? It says the beginning of the parak, six. Kone echad. One measuring rod, six. That has to be six. It says explicitly that in between one ta and the other ta was five.
Yeah.
And here we're learning, Rashi is teaching us that from the outer edge of the ta, from the ta to the area where you walk in where it's, it says 15, that's also five. The only thing that it does not tell you anywhere is the thickness of the wall from outside on the Harabayis towards the ta. That it doesn't say. In this picture, in this illustration, it says it shows you, I mean, it's five. It looks like it's five, right?
It looks that way.
What?
Yeah, it looks that way.
It looks that way, but it doesn't say that. Not every little thing is accounted for. He's just in order to put something on a piece of paper, he's just showing you.
So the measurements are primarily, in these diagrams, it's horizontal, but not so much
right. Well, we don't know. We don't know exactly. There are things that are left out. We only can work with what we have. Other things remain a mystery. Let's go further. Kolim ze keneged ze, shekoysel ulam oivyo is shesh. The koysel of the ulam was six. Okay, the ulam hashar. The thickness of those two walls that protruded inwards. It says explicitly in the pasuk they were six. The koysel hatoch chomesh. The koysel of the toh was five. It was pulled back one. It was pushed in one. Right? It wasn't aligned with the Ulam Hashar. The Ulam Hashar, in the gap between the left and right was 13. This was 15. So it was pushed back one. So even though the Ulam Hashar had a thickness of 6, and this had a thickness of 5, but being that it was pushed back one, it worked out that they were aligned ze keneged ze from the inside. If you're in, when you're in the ta, make believe you're standing in the ta, right? You're in the ta, and the wall to the left, and you come to the wall. That wall, if you would break through the wall and go all the way up, you would be perfectly aligned with the end, with the outer edge of the ulam hashar. That's how Rashi is putting the focus. Not like the Mitsudos is interesting. The Mitsudos was focusing on the outer wall. He's focusing on the inner wall. But it's all the same thing. The same thing is on the right side. Okay, so let's leave without going into too much detail. You know, let's skip the Radak. Let's just go further because I don't want to spend too much time on this. Let's go to Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vayomar es Hashar. Okay, new picture. This is easy. The Malach, every time it says measurement, referring to the Malach, he measures Hashar the gate, Migag Hatol Ligagoy, from the roof of the Ta, of one Ta Ligagoy to the other roof. Roichav Eshim V'chomesh Amos 25 Amos Pesach Neged Pesach. Pesach Neged Pesach. Okay, so that's easy. Picture number 4. Now that we know that the thickness of the wall was 5 on each side, and we know that the distance between the open area was 15, so what is 15 plus 5 plus 5? 25. So when it says here Gag, Gag means the edge of the Gag. The edge, the thickness of the wall, we're calling that the Gag. When you come into the area where the Ta is present, from that end to that end is exactly 25. Pretty straightforward. Let's see the Mitzudos Tav Pasuk Yudalit. Mitzudos David. He writes, if I could find it here. Here it is, the previous page. Pasuk Yud. Is there a Yudalit here? Yeah, Yudal. I'm sorry, Yud Gim. Okay. Migag Hatal Ligagoi. Ritzon Olaymar. Migag hatosh shebo ever hazeh, ligag hatosh shem mimulo be ever hashini. You have to pass the road. Okay, the chicken crossed the road here. You got to pass the road going over, because it's a little bit, if you were not for this Mitzvah and Rashi, you would think, what do you mean, migag ligag? Maybe we're along the same block. Each block had 3 chambers. So when we go migag ligag, maybe we're sticking to that block. So over here, Mitzvah is coming to clarify. No, here in this case, when it says, you're going migag ligag, we're crossing the street. We're crossing the open area from one section to the next section. Avim Cain. Tseva Chashav. Go ahead and make the calculation. I'm sorry. Let's go back. One more time. Migag Hatol Legagoy. We're talking about Migag Hatol Shebe'ever Hazeh. Legag Hatol Shemimulo. On the other side. Be'ever Hasheni. Roichav Eshim V'chamish Amos. Ki Hagag Hu Masha'al Hecholol. That's what's above the empty space, Bein HaKisolim. Now, it's not showing you the roof. Okay, this is a bird's eye view, and we make believe we have removed the roof. But if there would be a roof there, I guess they would put like a skylight or some solar panels. They would put something over there that would serve as the roof to close up this Ta. That's called the Gag. And for our purposes, that means the edge of the wall. Go ahead and make the calculation. Hakoisel chamisha, ugvul, the boundary is ama, the od ama umechza. Then we have an empty space of an ama, and then another ama umechza, the total of 2.5. Ugvul pnimi, and the inside was 10. On the other side, and the eser mechalal la pesach hashan, 10 in the middle, hare eshim v'chamesh amos, 25 amos from end to end, bumper to bumper. V'hoi also ke'en tikwa migag lagag, it was some type of roof migag lagag. V'hoi nira ke'en shar v'hakasher hu behatziur. And then they made some type of roof from Gag Lagag. He doesn't explain what this was. Kein Shar v'chasher hu b'tzatziur. So the stuff has the pictures at the end. We'll leave with that. But what we see over here, what he means over here, they look at picture number 5. Okay, picture number 5. Okay, on the bottom, you see, it really explains it very, very well. The Gag is the gray area that's right on top of the Ta. The white areas of the Ta, that's the thickness of the wall. And on top, in the center, where the open space was, they had some type of roof. So when you go from Gag Lagag and you cross the entranceway, it's a grand total of 25, 10 for the staircase. And then we have what he calls one amah for the gvul, which means the additional space of one amah relative to the sh'ula mashar. Then we have another amah and a half that is independent. And then we have the 10 in the middle for a grand total of 25. It's pretty self-explanatory on the picture, picture 4, picture 5. You see the 25 amas. Let's see Rashi.
It's difficult to see it in picture 4, but there are arrows that extend into the
Ta. That's the 25.
To make it 25.
You see a bird's eye view in picture number 4, and you see three-dimensional view in picture number 5. You can't get better than this. This is as clear as it gets. All of these illustrations over here are not as clear as this. These diagrams are the clearest. Then even three. Over here, if you have it later on, you look at these color illustrations. They're not as clear. They're very beautiful. They're very high tech, but they're not they're not as clear as these diagrams, these very simple diagrams. I was very disappointed with Art Scroll. The first version of Masechta Erevin, they had all the images were bird's eye view, what they call two-dimensional images, two-dimensional, like bird's eye view. When they reprinted the Art Scroll, they reprinted it, they changed all the pictures. All the illustrations in Masechta Erevin, two volumes, were changed to three-dimensional pictures. We have the old Art Scrolls, and you have a new Art Scroll, you'll see they're all different. I personally found that it's very nice, it's very appealing to the eye, mm-hmm. but when you're trying to figure out pshat in the Pasuk, pshat in the Gemara, these bird's eye view pictures, two-dimensional pictures, are just clear. They just show you what we're talking about. Now that I understand it, now you can show me a three-dimensional image of the same thing, and I see the beauty. But to get to the steps, good morning, but to get to the actual steps, sometimes these pictures are clear. Let's see Rashi. Rashi Pasuk Yud Gimel, hold on to the piece of paper, we'll see how we go through this. Rashi Vayomod es hashar migag hata ligagoy migag hata shebitzvoyin hashar. Legag hatosh shebedroim hashar eshin v'chamish amos 25 amos oyve akoysel hatosh chamish. This we will calculate 25 amos to the fifth of the wall. V'chein oyve akoysel hatosh hamisham shemitzat hasheni haray yaser u'shtei amos mechza. And now we have 2.5 amos that are going to be after each ta until you get to the area of the staircase. Shatoh moshech mechala pesach lekan v'chein lochein lekan. Harei, chamesh, esrei. So therefore, the thickness of the wall is 5, and it's 5 on the other side, and we have 2.5, and we have 2.5 on each side. That's 10 plus another 5. Harei, chamesh, esrei. V'chalal ha-pesach. The area of the staircase is esramos. Harei, eshim v'chamesh. V'kulon midas roichav ha-sharhein. Kineged, all of these measurements are opposite the 13 amos. Kineged shlosh eshrei amos al chalal ulam mibifnim. Opposite the 13 amos of the ulam hashar in picture number 3. Ushnei kisolim kone mikan. From a measure from here, a measure from over there. Harei eshrei luchamesh, grand total of 25. Now we come to the next part of the pasuk, which we did not yet learn. And that is, let's go back to the mitzudos for one moment. Pesach neged posach. Ritzon leimar. Pesach hashar hazeh hoyomul pesach hashar apoyne lefnim shoy eser bachalolo. The pesach of this shar was opposite mul pesach hashar apoyne lefnim shoy eser bachalolo. So he is learning here, something very, not like on the picture. The mitzudos, what was I told you? The mitzudos. Don't get too focused on the mitzvahs because we're not following the mitzvahs in the illustration, we're following Rashi. But he learns Pesach Negad Pasach means the 15, basically the area of 15 is opposite the area of 13. When you come into this area and you come into the open way, you come into this open area, you go up the steps, and then you come into the Ulam Hashar. The Ulam Hashar is called in the big picture of things of Pesach, and the entranceway before you come to the staircase, which is 10 amos from left to right, is also called an entranceway. So it's Pesach, Kineged Pesach. The bottom part of the picture, Kineged, the upper portion of the picture. They're mechuben zeh kineged zeh. Now it's obvious, right? Why do you tell that to me? It's so simplistic, right? But nothing is simple over here because we know there are different ways to interpret. Rashi does not learn like that. Rashi, when he says Pesach neged Pesach, you see these open ways. You see there are doors. The Ta'im had doors. And you see in this picture, he makes it very clear. Picture number 5. It says in the bottom, picture number 5, Pesach neged Pesach. And you see there's an arrow on the left, an arrow on the right. How did you get into the Torah? You got into the Torah through a Pesach. And the Pesach was parallel on the left, parallel the Pesach on the right. Rashi. Look at Rashi. Pesach neged Pesach. Pesach ha-Torah. Not like the Mitzudos. The Mitzudos says the Pesach is not the Pesach ha-Torah. According to the Mitzudos, how did you get into the Torah? I don't know. Maybe there was no Pesach. Maybe you climbed into the roof. Maybe you climbed on the ground.
Well,
maybe
a takeaway of the wall in the front of the top.
No, that's just an for illustration purposes to show you in picture number five to show
what's
you
what's inside. Yeah.
Right. It was a room. It was a storage room.
It's a close. So they went in through this. They went in from
how did they get in?
Right.
Like a railroad apartment. Oh. Right. The only way you can get into the inner apartment is by walking through the outer apartment. So you had over here three chambers. The only way you seemingly get from one to the next, you go in from this Pesach, and you have to go in to the other chambers by going in from one into the next. So it's just showing you over here, according to Rashi, Pesach Neged Pesach is there. The way you entered into the Torah was through, in the illustration, you see an opening. And by the way, you see over there windows. On the left and the right side of the entrance, you see a window. We're going to come to that a little bit later on. Let's see Rashi. Pesach Neged Pesach. Pesach HaTorah, She'etzel HaShar, Badorai, Mechuvin was opposite Keneged Pesach HaTorah, She'etzel HaShar, Batsofim. Okay, so you have, you over here on both sides, there are doors. Rashi says there was no entranceway along the perimeter. These chambers face the Har Habayis. There was no entranceway to get into the Torah from the Har Habayis. The only way you can get into the Torah is by going through the side entrance, which was along the thickness of the wall, and from one you would walk into the other one. Ella, Shnei Hato'in Hasmuchim L'Shar, the two chambers that were right near the entranceway, Hayu Lohem Pesachim, had openings, Poinim El Avir, to the open airspace, Shebein Shneihem. V'chein Hu Oimer L'mata, it says this in the next Pasuk Tezayin, the El Eileheima, that means on the side. Eileheima is a very hard word to translate, it's a new word, which means on the side, on the two sides that flank the Pesach, Lipnimo Lashar, on the inner side of the gate were windows.
We're looking at the diagram number one.
Yeah.
On this page.
Page 3.
Okay, that's the next page. Right, that's the next page. Diagram one. Okay, we'll get that. Right, we'll get that later on. That was the windows. Laman, but what do we learn from over here? Shepischehem poinim lashar, that their entranceways open into the shah. So let's look at that picture. Look at that next page. Picture number one, very, very good. You see the Torah. And here they're showing you the windows and they're showing you the Pesach. So there's a window which faces towards both in and out and to the side, two on the sides. But the only place where you see a Pesach is on the sides. And that Pesach Lato was what the Pasuk here means, Pesach Neged Pesach. They paralleled one another across the middle entranceway. This is how Rashi learned Shan the Pasuk, Pesach Neged Pesach. But just to clarify, according to the Mitzudos, that's not what it means. According to the Mitzudos, Pesach Neged Pesach means going vertically. The Pesach. Look at the, let's see the Radak. The Radak, look at the, just the Dira Maslow, Pesach Neged Pesach and the Radak. Radak Pesach Neged Pesach, Pesach Shar Zeh, Neged Pesach Shar Shelifnim Mimenu, Shel Ezras Noshim, Vishel Ezras Yisrael. We're now entering into the Ezras Noshim. Then when you're going to go proceed 100 Amos, you're going to come into the next Shar called the Ezras Yisrael. You see that in picture, look at picture number 6. Okay, picture number 6, you see on the bottom it says Mizrach Kodim, that's where we are now, that's what we're studying in great detail. It's a little bit hard to see, but when you get on the inside of the wall, there's an arrow. There's an arrow, and that arrow takes you to the next wall. That arrow is 100 amos. When you get inside this gate, until you get to the next wall, is exactly 100 amos. That area was called the Ezras Noshim. When you then go into the next gate, which is basically a parallel, was the spitting image of the gate that you came in this way, but only it's reversed, everything is the other way around. You're going into the Ezras Yisrael. Yeah. So this Pesach is Mechuvon Kneged that Pesach. That's how the Radak and the Mitzudos learn. But Rashi learns, like on the previous page, it says clear on the picture, Pesach Neged Pesach, and you see the arrows on both sides, that it's referring to the Pesach of the Torah.
So all
according to Rashi.
Right. All of the illustrations are only according to Rashi, but sometimes you just get a better appreciation when you contrast what Rashi says with another interpretation. So both the Mitzudos and the Radak are telling you that they are of the opinion that when it says Pesach Neged Pasach, we're contrasting this entrance, Keneged, the entrance that's coming up later on in this parak, Pesach Yud Zayin, we're going to get to 100 Amos forward. That's not how Rashi learns. He learns that these two entranceways, Karas, are referring to the entranceways of the Toim, of the chambers. There's a chamber, three chambers on the left, three chambers on the right. The only way you can get into the chamber is through a door, and this door, as you see in the illustration number one on page three, and that those Pesach was Mechuvin Neged Pesach. Okay, that, and then the Radak quotes, V'Rashi Zal Perash Pesach HaTor. Sheitzel Hashar Shevadodam Mechuvin Neged Pesach HaTor Sheitzel Shar Shebat Sofayim. Okay, now let's go to the next pasuk.
Well, I'm not sure about the Torah. In one picture, in picture number one, it has the black shade coming towards downward, meaning there's a wall there?
A black shade. Picture number one on which page? Page number three, right? Page three?
Three, yeah.
So what are you referring to? A black wall?
It shows the windows.
Yes.
Yeah. There's black coming down. Does that mean there's a wall there in the chamber?
Black coming down? What do you mean, black coming down? It's a window. What?
The dark part.
That's the wall. That's the thickness of the wall. Yeah.
But over here, it has the wall out. It has chambers. The Torah is outside.
Those are chambers, right?
Outside of the wall.
Right.
What is this on the bottom then?
These. What you see, this hole that you see over here, is all this. That's what you're seeing over here. This is a blow up of this. Everything is on the outside. Part of it is extending. Everything is. Well, really, what you're seeing over here is just this part.
Right. So the Torah should not have something in front of it.
That's a window. What do you mean? That's a wall. That's the thickness of the wall. That's the thickness of the wall.
But it's not a separate entity, then. It's one big entity.
Here, look. Here it is. Here. Inside.
So this is lower. This is the lowest than this. This is very high up. And
this is a bird's eye view.
I understand that, but this height is very small. It's only this ceiling.
Right. This only goes up 6 amos. This only goes up 6 amos. The whole height of the Torah is 6 amos. What does it make sense? Look at the three-dimensional picture, maybe. Here. Look here. You see, this is the area.
There is a wall in the front.
Right, the Torah is only where the skylight is.
The chamber over here. Okay, I see what...
That's the thickness of the wall.
Okay,
let's go to the next pasuk. Pasuk number... Pasuk Yudal. No, it doesn't give us what they look like. No idea. No idea what these openings look like. Okay, our buddy said, let's go further. Pasuk Yudalit. Yes. Pasuk Yudalit. Vayas es elim shishimam. Now we're going inside. Okay, let's go inside the chamber. This is very easy. And let's look at picture number two. Picture number two, they are the Elim. The Elim are the two massive columns. The massive columns, which were a thickness of 6, it's teaching us here that the height was 60 amos tall. Okay, so 60 amos tall is pretty big. That's somewhere between 90 and 100, 120 feet.
It was stone?
Yeah, that's what it appears.
Round stone?
They were rounded stones. They were. I don't know. I have no idea how they did this. Vayas es elim. These massive columns, they were called, elim really means a doorpost. Elim shishim. And I told you the word elim is a very fascinating word because the word elim means a post. It also means an ayil and an ayol. Right? They're two different animals. There's a domesticated animal, and then there is the wild animals. It's a shocking thing that in the Torah there can be such a thing where the Torah, Lashon Kodesh, is so holy, and every word defines the essence of the creature. And yet, when it comes to two different, completely different animals, we have exactly the same letters. And the only difference is the pronunciation, the vowel. Ayil versus Ayol. Yitzchak was replaced with an Ayil. Vayisa eda vayarvihine. Ayil. There was an Ayil, which means a ram. Achar nechaz besvach bekarnov. But then there is kasher yoichal hatzvi v'hoayol. Ayol is a chaya. So it's an amazing, it's the only creature in the Torah, in Tanakh, that is exactly the same letters, and it represents two different, very significant animals. Now, why are they very significant? Well, the ayil is all about Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, we're supposed to take the chatchila, the shofar shel ayil.
They're both kosher animals.
They're both kosher. One is a behem, one is a chayim. But what is the significance of an ayil? Yitzchak. Yitzchak is represented by the ayil. The shofar and Rosh Hashanah ideally should come from the horn of an ayil. Do we take an ayil today? I don't think so. We have to learn about that next week. Which horn, halacha l'maaseh, do we use? Say in the average shul, they don't use a shofar shel ayil, but that's really what should be used. For technical reasons, we don't care. Whatever it is, that's the ayil. The ayil shel yitzchak. And what is the ayol? Chazal say the ayol has the koyach hatfilah. When there's a drought, a very popular medicine when there's a drought, and there's all of the creatures of the world come to the ayol, atzvi veho ayol, and they say to the ayol, ayol, we're in trouble, we are dehydrated, we are starving, there's no rain, there's no water, and the ayol serves as the shliach tzibur, it buries its horns into the ground, and cries to Hashem. And miraculously, Hashem answers and Hashem brings rain to the world. So Chazal give the Ayol enormous degree of spirituality in it being the Shaliach Tzibur of all of the animal, the Chayos. Can you imagine, just like we come to Shul, we have a Shaliach Tzibur, all of the Chayos, they go out into the field and they go and they daven and they have a Shaliach Tzibur. Who's the Shaliach Tzibur? He's practicing right now for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Who's the Shaliach Tzibur? The Ayol. So it's very interesting. And Yom Kippur, Ayol Shlucha, excellent. And Naftali is the Koyach of Tefillah. Naftuli Elokim, Neftalti Im Elokim V'yocholti. I wrestled with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Koyach of Tefillah. Naftali was also the Shliach Tzibur in Klal. That's the Medrash. When the Shvatim Davin and the Yomim Noirahim, who is the Shliach Tzibur? Naftali. It says Beferish.
Naftali was fast.
Okay, could be. It could very well be. Okay, we're not denying that. So there's something very special about the ayol, and the ayil. What's our tefillah on Rosh Hashanah? The shofar. The pure sound of tefillah is the sound that comes from the shofar. What kind of horn? The shofar is the ayil. The ayil, not the ayol. It's the shofar shel ayil as a zecher for Yitzchak. So look at that. The ayol is a shliach tzibur, and who's our shliach tzibur? Who's our shliach tzibur Rosh Hashanah? The ayil. So my high. So you see, this little creature is a very significant creature. Now add to the mix that when you're coming into the Beis Hamikdash, the doorpost, the door or upon which the door swivels, is called the same thing. It's called the ayil. It's called the El, Aleph Yud Lamed. What is the Beis HaMikdash? Beiki Beisi, Beis Tefillah L'chol Ho'amim. Yikari L'chol Ho'amim. The whole purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is to daven, is to pray to Hashem. The doorpost of the Beis HaMikdash, and there are many of them all over, the doorpost is called an ayil. Is it the ayil or the ayol, or is it both? But it's called the same exact thing. Haloi Dover, is that a significant thing? Is that being the Beis HaMikdash is the place of Tefillah? And the ayil and the ayol are also instruments of tefillah for chayos and for us as a shofar. Haloi davar, that the name of the entranceway into the Beis Hamikdash, the doorpost, is called the Elim. What was the height? Shishim. 60 amos tall. Shishim amos was 60 amos. So what's the meaning of 60? I have no idea. What is the 60? Is when you leave, there's no more chorus when you come to 60. So maybe that's also very significant. Because what is tefillah? Tefillah is to come close. Naftulei Elokim Niftalti. How do you pronounce it?
Naftulei Elokim Niftalti.
Niftalti. What is tefillah? Naftali. It's to come to tefillah, which means to come close, to wrestle. It means to combine. Chorus is until 60. Once a person gets past 60, there's no more karas, there's no more being cut off. There's a chibur. Who is the one that Amarabi made a suda when he got to 60? That means I'm not shaykh to karas. I mean, if this karas means to be cut off, instead you're connected. So there's also symbolic significance in 60 being related to the word elim. The el echatzer, okay, now then what does it say over here? El echatzer, hashar, sav, sav. Now he says over here, not only was the elim here 60, These Elim are all over the place. Wherever you turn around in the Bayis Shlishi, you're going to find another one of these doorposts. Along the Chatzer means the Chatzer, the entire courtyard on all four sides was Ashar, Saviv. Saviv was also the same exact dimension of 6 yams. Look at the picture. If you look at picture number 3, on page 3, picture number 6, on page 3 and picture number 6, look around. You'll see this entranceway. Okay, we're now describing in utter detail the Shar HaTachtoina called the Mizrach. And you can even see these pillars, because on top of the pillars you have this decoration that looks like a tamar, like a palm tree, which we'll come to. But look all over. This same pillar is along the perimeter on the Daraim, and it's on the Tzafain. And then there are another 3 of them surrounding the Ezras Yisrael. Okay, so we have a total of 6 of them. And how many pillars are there in total? 12. That's interesting. 12. There are 12 Shiftei Ka. And the 12 are divided in by 6. We know this week's parasha, Har Grizim, Har Evil, 6 and 6. And look at that, there are 12 pillars, 12 tamarim in the Bayis Shlishi. They represent tefillah, and the top represents tamar, tzadik ha-tamar yifrach, ke'erez balvanan yiske, they tower high above.
Let's the kosel be on the other side?
The kosel hamaravi, kosel hamaravi is way out, because this is only the inner chamber.
There's
another wall. Besides this structure that you see, this is inside the kosel hamaravi of today's times. Outside of this, there was another massive wall. That wall was the wall of the Har Habayis. This is the wall of the Ezras Noshim, at least on the east side. And on the other side, I don't know what you call it. It doesn't say, you don't have a parallel to the Bayis Sheni, what you would call that. Because in the center, you have the Ezras Yisrael, and in the Bayis Sheni, you had the Ezras Noshim in the east, and everything else was the Ezras Yisrael. Here, you have the Ezras Noshim over here, but you have another 2 sections of Ezras Noshim on the other sides. Okay, that we have to get to. But the Har Habayis is another wall all the way on the very outside. Now let's see what it says over here in Rashi. Rashi says for the Mitzudos Pasuk Yudalit, the El Hechotzer Bechol. I'm sorry, Es Elim Heim Mizuzos Hasharim. We're calling these massive columns called the Mizuzos, the posts upon which the doors were hung. Their height was she shemamet says 6 yamas. Now notice the pasuk does not say height. It doesn't say height here. Everything is conjecture. Everything over here, everything is, you're adding so many words into the pasuk to make sense out of it. Everyone assumes it means 60. Who knows? Maybe there's another interpretation of the pasuk which means that their width, their length, who knows what it means? We're adding here pshat, it means the height was 60.
The width was 2 and 6.
What's left? And what's left other than to say the height? Okay, by process of elimination, it has to be the height. What else could there be? Okay. Ritzon v'el ritzon l'amar uchamida hahi choya el kol mizuzos hechotzer be'ever hashar mizeh u'mizeh. On the other sides of the shar, saviv ki gam beruach hatzifoini, on the northern side of this enclosure. V'hadroimi hayu sh'arim ki mefurush be'in, like it says later on, and then we know on the inside as well, there are going to be a total of 12 of these columns.
Rashi holds that also?
Let's see Rashi now. Let's take a look at Rashi. Pasuk Yudal, v'yas es elim shishim ama, Rashi. Rashi says, goif on the height, shel elim, shel sipehu ulam. The sipeh means the post. Sipeh is the post, of the same word for mezuzah. What the Mitzudah said in mezuzah, he says here, post, givayim, same thing. He says, was she shemam was 60 amas. The El Hechotzer Hashar Saviv. What does that mean? V'chein. This is not the only place you're going to have this entranceway. L'chol Elei Hechotzer Shebechol Alumei She'orech. Every time you're going to have this throughout the entire structure, Saviv, Sh'af Bat Safoin, Uvadoroim, Hoyu Lo She'orim, there were gates, Ayusim Ketavnis Hashar Hazeh. It's a carbon copy of this. Commotion of foolish beings. That's why we're studying this in such the tomorrow on top. So that's why we're studying this in such great detail, because it's not just in one place. What we're studying now with the ta'im, with the ta'im, the 6 ta'im, the left and right, and all these dimensions, this repeats itself 6 times. So we know now the pattern. Once we know the pattern, we apply it across the board. We can reproduce it. We can call upon it. Object-oriented programming. It's a function. You have a function. You want to call the function. You call the function, and right, there it is. I don't have to rewrite the code 100 times. We know what it is. We just replicated it in all and then six more times throughout the Beis HaMikdash.
Do we know what the material was?
Stone.
What kind of stone?
I don't know. It doesn't say. So the Gemara talks about, there's some Midrashim, Evan Sapir, Sapphire, there's Midrashim. Sapir, Evan Sapir, the story you showed him, the gates of the Beis HaMikdash, it was Evan Sapir, certain types of stones. I think it was in Sanhedrin not that long ago. In Sanhedrin, beginning of Sanhedrin, there was a Gemara that spoke about it, about a certain type of stones. So I don't know. I know there's more things that it does not say than what it says. And that's all part of the big mystery. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. So we did Rashi. Let's just skip the Mitzudos. Okay, let's just try to cover some ground. I mean the Radak. Let's go pasuk Tezvav. Pasuk Tezvav is the Al.
We don't know if this was one stone.
We don't know. It doesn't say. It does say it was one stone, many stones, pieces of stones. Does not say. Pasuk Tezvav. Let's try to chop out another pasuk. The Al Pnei Hashar Ha'ison. Now Al. Now the words Al means near. The Pnei, the height. There are a lot of different words, loose translations of the words. Al means near. Pnei, or means, let's know, let's say Al means above, means upon. Pnei means the height. And the reason why Pnei means height is because the person, when you look at a person, what is the highest part of the person? The panim. The panim of a person, the face of the person, means the height of the person. Above the height, above the panim, like a crown. A crown above a person's head, the black hat, the strima, right? The spadik, whatever you want to put upon your head, that hat. The turban, the al above the pinay, the face. We're giving you over here like life, characteristics of a human being to these pillars. Hashar ha'ison. That's a very strange word. We have to talk a lot about that. It means the gate of coming. That's what this gate is called. We only have this in the Bayis Shlishi. Al lifnei ulam hashar, which we repeat some words now, which was inside. The ulam hashar, al means above or near the inner minyan, the inside of the gate. Hapnimi. I'm sorry. Chamishim ama was 50 amas. Now let's read the mitzvahs. It's a little bit confusing. Let's see the mitzvahs first. Pasuk Tezvav. A lot of things are discussed here in this pasuk. Pasuk Tezvav. The al pnei. Return to Laimar. The mitzvahs of learns. Gavoy shel hashar ho'isayin. The height. We're now describing the height of the gate. We have not yet learned the height of this gate. We learned the height of the Har Habayis. The Har Habayis was 6 amos tall. Very, very small, at least on the east side, according to some, all the way around. But this wall, all the way around was the columns were 60, and the walls were 50. So the Al Pnei return to Laimar Gavoy Shel Shar Hu Isayin Hu Hashar Hamizrachi Ha'amu Be'inyin VaYikorei Kain Lefi SheHanichnasim LeHishtachavoyis Bo'im Derech Bo Shumechuvin Mul Pesach HaHechol UBeis Kodesh HaKadoshim. Now the reason why it's called Ho Ison is an Aramaic word, which means entrance, to come, Lavo, to come. And Ison is Aramaic for coming. So
like, it's a very common word. Like,
It comes to teach you. So it means to come. This was the main entrance. 95% of the people who came from the Beis HaMikdash, they came in from the east. Even though there are two other entrances on the south and the north, the Pasuk is telling us this was the main entrance. Because this entrance takes you directly in to go straight. You come into the Ezras Yisrael, you come to the Heichal. Therefore, we call him the Shar Ha'ison. Was Shulchum Negin Heichel Beis Kodesh Hakadoshim Ad Lifnei Im Gova together. Al he's translating here, and usually to mean together with the height. Ulam Hashar Hanimshach Lifnim, which extended inwards. Chamishim Amah Ritzon Loimar Ze Kizeh Hoyu BeGova Chamishim Amah V'Yimkein If So. Boltu hamizuzos eseramos lamala meachal hashar, and thus it means that the elim extended above 10 amos, because in pasuk yuddal we just finished learning that the columns were 60, and now we're telling you that the height of the gate through and through, from the inside to the outside. Whether you're on the outside, you come in, you come in the inside, and the wall, everything was a consistent 50. So if the wall and the gate is 50 through and through, and the columns are 60, so the columns extend 10 amos above the wall, as you clearly see in image number 3. Image number 3 and image number 2, you see these columns extending a little bit above the wall. Okay, let's see Rashi. Pasik tes vav. V'yal pnei hashar ho ison. Govho shel hashar hazeh. The height of this gate. V'hu karui. This gate is called shar ho ison. Why? It's an Aramaic word. Lufi shuhu mishamesh kinisa v'yitziah. Entrance and exit l'chol bo'ei ho'azara. Ison targum is the Aramaic translation shel bia, entrance. Bia, to come. Ad al lifnei ulam ashar ha'pnimi. Im, al over here means with, meaning it was consistent. Do not think that the wall, the gate, the height of the wall from in to out went up, went down. It was a consistent height of 50. Im goiva shel ulam ashar shu lifnim and ashar on the inside. Chamishim amah. From the height of the other gates in this pasuk, we learn because we're describing it from the context. Rashi is telling us that really the truth is the word alpenei is it's a vague word, it's a vague expression. It's very hard to translate the words by themselves, and the only way we can understand the translation of these two words alpenei is from the context. And if the context here is describing here the gates, and the gates not only in this pasuk but in all the gates that we're going to come across in the later pesukim, memela kloima mishar hachitzon goyva chamishim amo. You have the brackets in your edition. You have these brackets that I'm reading now. Kloima mishar hachitzon goyva chamishim amo al pnei kol ulam, along the entire ulam, entranceway, ad l'shar hapnimi shel ulam, sh'ap esayfe shel ulam hoya shar, k'mo shemfarish kavalik. We already explained it extends like this whole long thing. This thing extends all the way in. How long is have we calculated? Think about how long? Let's try to figure it out on our own now. Just out of curiosity, what was the span from when you come into the very beginning until you get into you get inside? So the Tor we know was 6, right? Let's assume the thickness of the wall was 5 on the outside, even though it doesn't say that. So that's already 11. Correct? That's already 11. Again, the Torah is 6. In front is 5, 11. Then there's another 6. Another 6, because the staircase that's wide from left to right is 10. That was 6. That's 17. And then there is another 10. 27. So it's 27 amos from the outside until you get into the inside. Mm. Okay, nice little walk. What's 27? 27 is going to be how many feet?
50, 60 feet.
What? So 25 times. Let's say it's approximately 50 feet. So 50 feet is a nice amount of space. That's how much you had to walk to go from the outside until you get all the way on the inside. 11 until you get to the staircase. Staircase is 6, and then another 10. 27 amos from the outside to the inside. The pasuk here is teaching you the entire 27 amos that you're going through, the height is a consistent 50. It's 50, that's the entranceway, is 50 amos tall. And then when you get in...
Except for the pillar.
No,
but the
top, it was... All right, because you're, right. you're going up the steps, right? Since you're going up 15 steps, so then you're right, so then you're changing, then you are correct.
At the beginning, the top was lower.
Was lower, correct. That's right, it was lower. So, what then does it mean 50? So indeed, you should know that one of the Mepharshim here actually talks about that. I actually saw that written up in here, in this Sefer. He actually writes about that. He actually writes about that in the footnotes here in the Talmud Sabayis. He makes that point. What do you mean? It's 50. What are you talking about? There are steps. So what do you mean there are 50? It's not. It's more than 50. And he leaves it with a tzarachin.
Your measurement, let's say, from the inside, from the floor.
Okay, so you can lymphalpa. What exactly? Because the pasuk here says, look back at the pasuk. Now we translate the pasuk. The alpenei hashar. Alpenei means the height. Rashi says, we don't know what these two words mean. These two words mean are extremely vague in and of itself. The only way we can translate these words is through the context. Since the pasuk is discussing height, so we have to assume the alpanei is an expression which means the height. The height of the shar, hashar ho'ison, that's the gate that we're discussing over here.
Number 3,
Job's 50. Yeah. Well, the height of the gate, al, until, al means until, or in, or means with, consistent with, lifnei ulam hashar hapnimi, the height of the gate when you're already inside, you've already come to the inside, is a consistent chamishim amah. Now wait a minute.
Number 3.
Wait a minute. Doesn't the shar also the shar ha'esun has to refer to somewhere on the outside? Because there's no question the part that we're.
But I think he's saying if you're measuring it from the inside, it's 50.
But it's saying there's a 50 going from the outside to the inside. We're starting off from the beginning of the pasuk, part of the alpanei hashar ha'iso. What exactly is the? Show me on paper. What exactly is called the shar ha'ison? If you don't have to define, you would just be one big circle. This whole area is called, the whole big thing is called the shar ha'ison. But now we're saying, from the beginning of the shar till the end of the shar, the height is a consistent 50. So obviously we're referring to
only the ulam hashar that you're worried about.
Only when you get inside. Only when pass the staircase.
Yeah.
Okay, so he says possibly in the footnotes over here in this sefer. Okay, he addresses this question. He concludes tzorech in. It's not clear what's going on because there's a staircase. So what exactly is the point that we're calling the shar ha'ison where it starts and the point of the gate where it ends? Simply, it means the first time you come in contact before the staircase. But it can't be because it's going to be taller than 50. Well, you want to say it's on an angle? It's on an angle, so you, every moment in space when you're going, it's always going to be exactly 50. As you go up the steps, it gets taller with you. Maybe that's what it means, but that's not mistav. That's not. But we don't really know. We don't really know what this means. It's an interesting point. It says here from the beginning to the end, it's exactly. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says pasuk tezvav, v'yal pnei hashar hu ison goy v'shal hashar hu hazev ukar hashar ison. We did this already. Okay, Aleph Nebi. We did the entire thing?
Can we do it?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Right. That's one. Okay, before we even conclude, I want to point out one thing, and that is this is a very fascinating idea. We're out of time, but that's why in the world are we calling the main entranceway to the Beis HaMikdash with an Aramaic word? We're holding here Yimos HaMashiach. Mashiach has come. Eliyahu has come. We build the Beis HaMikdash. You would expect we're a holy world, a Sofa. Sofa achas. Everyone only speaks one. That's what it says about Mashiach. Everyone's only going to speak one language. The one language of Lashon Kodesh. The holy language. So all of a sudden, shocking, the first thing that when we come to the first gate is called, it's Aramaic. What's going on? Obviously, it has something to do with the Kaddish. Kaddish is the only tefillah that we recite in Aramaic. Yiskadal v'yiskadash me'rabah. The whole Kaddish is the Allah, the Vrach, is the. We're waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, waiting for that moment in time for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reveal himself. The whole Kaddish is a prayer that we should come to this moment in time and we should come to the Shar Ho'ison. So I don't know, I didn't see anywhere, but I'm just suggesting a drush is that being that this Beis HaMikdash is the product of billions and trillions of Kaddishim that have been said. From the ages back, from the time of when the Kaddish was first invented, Yiskadal, and the Kaddish is said in Aramaic for a whole long list of reasons that has to be understood in itself. The Malachim don't understand it, it's a language which everyone should understand. I don't even know, but let's just put that aside. Kaddish is in Aramaic. And the nusach of Kaddish is the yearning for the revelation of Kaddish Baruch Hu's Shmei Rabba Mevarach Le'olam Le'amaya, and that only can come through the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, the Mokom HaShuas HaShechina. This is the product of our labor. It's only fitting that the entranceway be called, remind us that Hashem indeed has come. Hashem has arrived. The Shechina is here. And that's why it's a shar ho'ison. If you don't like that answer, fine, okay. But it does require a good answer as why the entranceway, all the different things, is called, the only thing here is called in Aramaic, the Shar HaEsai. Okay, we'll stop over here. Tomorrow we'll continue Pasuk Tezayin. Thank you.